And we'll go to Lisa in Anaheim, California, and she's got a question about aluminum. Are you there, Lisa?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Marshall.
You're welcome.
Let me turn down my radio here.
Okay.
I got some information in the mail, and I thought, this is kind of interesting.
Okay.
This is about aluminum and Alzheimer's.
Okay.
It said that the water used in kidney dialysis has high levels of aluminum. Now, it was my understanding that they use distilled water in kidney dialysis, so that would not be the case, right?
I am not knowledgeable on this question. You've stumped the band. This is not a nutrition question. I would recommend that you call one of the local dialysis clinics and ask them what they use. The last that I understood, it was some sort of special water, I think distilled, but I have not been to a dialysis clinic in more than 10 years, so I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
The other question was, they also said of different things to be careful of, is they said watch exposure to bentonite clay. Now, I know that you have some things that have bentonite clay.
Well, watch out for it if you have what?
Well, if you want to limit your exposure to aluminum.
Okay. Well, now, see, you get into an issue of what is the form of the aluminum. If you were eliminating all your exposure to aluminum, you'd want to stop eating salads, because the typical salad, the leaves and the greens, have about 8% aluminum. However, this aluminum is like a sand. It's aluminum trioxide.
Okay.
And see, when someone says that bentonite clay has aluminum, you betcha it does. But the surface of this earth is about 8, 10, 12% aluminum.
Right.
But it's all oxidized, high heat, and so this is not a danger in the body. It's the kind of aluminums you find in composite fillings. It's aluminum dioxide. These guys are unstable and reactive, and they need to steal an oxygen molecule. And when they do that, they create a free radical. That's what makes them bad. And boy, when they get in the brain, they make a huge mess, like you'll find in many antacids. But I don't recall whether or not the bentonite clays have any dioxide. I believe they're pretty much all trioxides, but I can check on that. I know I have taken a look at zeolites and all, and they had huge amounts of aluminum, but they did have more than 1% dioxide, so that was a concern to me when I looked at them. So I don't know the answer right offhand, but of course most of the time bentonite clays are used topically, not internally. There's one we have that's used internally, and I'll go back and double check to see if we've done an assay on its aluminum dioxide content. Okay?
Okay.